It's the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with Radio Man Dan Diker, Bill Doc Niles, and Paul the Penguin Reichert here on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG. Brought to you by Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, voted the best in the county. Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights, Highway 21, Toma. FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier of Dan, Doc, and Paul. Dean Satellite and Security, and the Team Dean segment. The Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor, the game never ends at overtime. Now here's the voice of local motorsports, Dan the Voice Diker.
Welcome in, race fans, the final program of 2018. Oh, Air Race Report. Believe it or not, this is the final program radio-wise for the 2018 racing season. And, of course, we're welcoming in and thanking Badger State Clean Water and Air, Big Boar Barbecue, Toma Sparta Speedway, Dean Satellite, and not security anymore, it's just Dean Satellite, fansarena.com, and the Overtime Pub. We're going to tell you a little bit more about all those sponsors coming up here down the road. Matter of fact, I still got some more information about the banquet. Greg Oliver wants a head count by November 2nd.
Better hurry up. I'm sure he sent everything out to all the members of the Toma Sparta Speedway families there. They got their ballots. They got their ticket purchase things. Get them sent in. Get it done early. You don't want to be that guy to, you know, walk in and say, sorry, we're sold out, and stand outside.
And the one thing I found out, the balloting, we talked, what was it, 2 weeks ago? That was it last week when I was at home. The balloting is only being done by staff and drivers. It's not a fan, like it's open to the public. It's just for the drivers and the driver's crew members and the staff.
Well, that's pretty much close to what the only fan balloting at La Crosse is best appearing car and most popular driver. And they split that up into two. You got the fan vote and you got the membership vote. So that's about the only fan vote that comes into La Crosse. Otherwise, everything, just like Toma, is all a membership vote.
Yep, and we're going to kind of open that up next year. Want to bring in a great friend of the program for a couple of segments today. Lots to talk about. Some post-Oktoberfest scuttlebutt that was texted to me. Matter of fact, I've got about nine of them now. And they were all directed, I don't know why, at the ARCA Midwest Tour PR director, Kevin Ramsell. Kevin joining us in the program. Kevin, how are you, my friend?
Oh, I thought they were all compliments about our announcing ability at Oktoberfest. Well, you should warn me about that.
Got some compliments, but I sent you the one text that came in last week, and then I've had about three or four more that were from varying people that really didn't have anything to do with each other. So a lot of people were wondering the Ricky Brooks effect, and we're just going to dive right into that right now, because the very first text I got, and it should be interesting to note for both you guys as well, Paul Reichert and Billy Doc Niles, was, let me shorten the text down. I want this, no matter of fact, it was even stated like this. I want this presented to the ARCA Midwest Tour PR director, and not, I don't want a sugar-coated PR response.
Oh.
So I'm thinking, okay, you know, us in the media can sugarcoat when we need to. But it was a very direct, and after I thought about it, a very fair question. Kevin Ramsell, does a Ricky Brooks effect ruin a race like Oktoberfest? The top three obviously get DQ'd. He was DQ'ing people left and right all weekend, and it was a very fair question. Is that going to scare competitors away if they know that he's teching anywhere in the future?
No. I didn't sugarcoat it.
Well, that was a Paul Reichert response there.
I'm going to stand saying a little soapbox right now. The person who sent that question in, and everybody else, I will make a simple. I'll start by simply saying this: you're taking something that's a very small molehill and trying to create a mountain from it. And good luck on trying to do that. And the reason why is that Ricky Brooks has been the tech director for the famous Snowball Derby race since, I believe, 2005, 2006. And if you guys are all familiar with the Snowball Derby, let's look at how bad the Snowball Derby has really gone downhill, how bad they have really struggled on getting cars to show up and even get a full field for a race. Let's talk about how they really struggled getting ticket sales, and let's talk about how Speed 51 has really struggled to try to keep this event alive.
Not.
Exactly. The Ricky Brooks effect has really turned the Snowball Derby around, because the car counts have been around 50 to 60 cars that show up every year for it. Your pre-entry list is usually around 60 to 70. And
right now, maybe some of those... right now, the pre-entry list that came out yesterday has 44 different drivers from 18 states and three Canadian provinces and about six from Wisconsin.
There you go. And those six from Wisconsin are for ones who just got done dealing with Ricky Brooks.
Yep.
Most of them at Oktoberfest. So that should answer your question right there. If there is a Ricky Brooks effect, then there'll be six competitors from Wisconsin not going to the Snowball Derby. Now, the other thing that I want to put a little caveat on is that Kyle Busch Motorsports, their cars have been disqualified twice at the Snowball Derby. One time with Brian Eichler. And then recently, a few years ago, with Christopher Bell. Guess who won the Snowball? Kirk, and guess who won the Snowball Derby last year?
What was it?
Kyle Busch.
Wasn't it Kyle Busch?
Kyle Busch. So now, you're trying to tell me if your car got disqualified twice, are you going to stay away from Ricky Brooks because your car got DQ'd twice? No, I'm going to show up for the 50th annual round. I'm going to win my second Snowball Derby. And you know what? After Kyle Busch passed Tech, he sat there for a long time and signed autographs for the fans in the Tech area, in the Room of Doom area down there. The other thing, too, is when Chase Elliott got disqualified, there is a picture out there in Speed 51 Worldland of Bill Elliott shaking Ricky Brooks' hand after he was disqualified. And the reason why, and I asked this directly to Bill a couple months later at the Speed Fest at Watermelon Capital Speedway in Georgia, he says, I had to respect Ricky because he was sticking by the rules in front of him. He goes, our team screwed up. We put tungsten in the car, and the rules clearly say that tungsten was not allowed. It was our mistake. Ricky had to do his job. I respect the fact that he had to do his job. Pure and simple.
Kevin, do you ever run into anybody who's pretty much, they all know what's coming when Ricky Brooks walks into a track? How many people are adversarial towards him after they find out they don't meet what the rule book says?
You know, Kyle Busch usually gets on Twitter. He got on Twitter right after Christopher Bell got disqualified and pretty much thanked Ricky Brooks, you know, was kind of being as Kyle Busch and everything, but still showed up next year with his team in the car. There was some shaking up at Kyle Busch Motorsports after that race. So there was things handled internally at Kyle Busch Motorsports with it. But, you know, Chase Elliott, if his contract allowed, I would think he'll go back to the Snowball Derby. Earlier this year, I think the only other time Ricky actually disqualified somebody this year was Casey Roderick in a pro late model race because of weight. And what happened was his crew members were trying to push weight on into the side tailpipes, and Ricky Brooks saw the weight just laying there in the side tailpipes so he could get the right side weight. And Ricky goes, see you later, guys. I mean, you know, pretty blatant stuff. I mean, there's also the history out there, too, of when Stephen Wallace was in the last chance race, and he was in one of those finishing positions to make it in the show, and he was he was having a hard time making weight. They found a bunch of lug nuts and wrenches and stuff in his pockets of his driver's suit. Stephen Wallace has been back a couple times since then. So, I mean, you have to understand something. As I respect the people, why people are asking questions, because this is something that they have never seen before, the top three. But, you know, if you follow racing, dirt and asphalt racing around the United States, it's not the first time we've seen where top two, top three, or the winner has gotten disqualified. The World Series of Asphalt, I think there was a race, one of the races at New Smyrna, where I think Ty Majeski and another guy, the top two finishers, were disqualified for pretty much the same thing, and the third place winner got the win that night. So it's come to be expected that, you know, and like I said, you know, when Ricky Brooks, we gave everybody a 2-week notice that Ricky Brooks was coming.
Right, it wasn't something that was just surprisingly, boom, Thursday there he was.
Yep, exactly. And the kind of funny thing was, one of the guys who was kind of complaining to me about Ricky Brooks and the fact that he was being watched, that he was sticking to the rule book and doing everything black and white, and these guys had to make changes to the car and everything, happened to be Andrew Morrissey.
Betty's thanking him now.
yeah, exactly. In fact, Corey Jankowski told me during Fest, he goes, there was one area of his car that was like an inch and a half off. He goes, I'll be honest with you, I never read that rule. I didn't know that rule was there.
Yep,
I never read it.
Yeah, Corey and I had that conversation going through the campgrounds. the night that he got teched there. Kevin, running out of time of the segment, stick and stay with us because we've got a lot more to talk about here in segment two. This
Sounds
is
good.
The last program for 2018, the Badgers State Clean Water and Air Race Report. The Facebook, again, will be live all the way through the wintertime. We'll give you the smoker dates coming up. I've already got seven of them planned to be DJing this year. Anything that comes out on Kevin's behalf of the ARCA Midwest Tour or on our behalf, we'll be putting it up there as well. So we'd ask you to keep checking that Facebook page. When we come back, we're going to talk reflections of 2018, what could be doing for 2019 next on WBOC.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test, 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
All right, who's ready for Sunday spin? Get those butts off those seats and start climbing! Okay, stop climbing. What a workout. You guys killed it.
Make room for Sunday. Get every live game every Sunday on NFL Sunday Ticket when you switch to DirecTV. Sign up at DirecTV.com/NFL. More for your thing, that's our thing. Quest choice package are above. 24-month agreement, activation of the fees, terms and restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Greg Oliver from the Thomas Sparta Speedway. I'd like to thank all of you for supporting and attending the races this year at Thomas Sparta Speedway. Thanks to you, our inaugural year was a great success. I also want to thank the contribution our sponsors made, like Thomas Area Credit Union, Magnum.media, Dean Satellite and Security, Contractor Supply of West Salem, and Farm and Fleet. Because of your enthusiasm and support, we are already beginning to plan for next year. We look forward to seeing you in 2019 at Thomas Sparta Speedway.
It's the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with radio man Dan Diker, Bill Doc Niles, and Paul Reichert here on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.
Welcome back to Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report at 1460 WBOG. I'm radio man Dan Diker, Paul Reichert, Billy Doc Niles, also at CoolGold1460.com and WBOG on that TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app. Hush up, guest.
Yeah, but no, it was better because Paul hushed up on that one.
Yes.
He didn't ruin the singing part.
Well, that's Ramsel's. We're out of time, Ramsel.
Fine.
Kevin Ramsel, PR Director for the ARCA Midwest Tour, joins us back on the program, our final program of 2018. Of course, you can follow us along on the Facebook page throughout the winter. Kevin, quick reflections back to 2018 with the ARCA Midwest Tour. Give me your three biggest surprises.
We only had two-time winners. I think for the time, I think four first-time winners, and not one driver dominated the whole year. And we had a championship battle that literally came down to the last lap or bumping into turn one that took me that decided the championship.
All right, now I was hoping you were going to name number two and number three because that leads into my next question. When you see what everybody saw with the ARCA Midwest Tour, Billy and I were shocked, and Paul. And we talked extensively about that points battle as we were heading into Fest. Does that open the door for more drivers to possibly go, hey, Nick Paninski's thinking about it. He's thinking about running with the Tour next year. Does that open the door for more drivers to go, damn, that's some competition. Casey Johnson didn't win six races, and I don't have a chance in hell to go to Madison and get stomped on and go everywhere else. Do you feel that that may open the door for some other big-name late-model drivers in the state or Minnesota or to Illinois to maybe jump on board next year?
Actually, we saw it this year, to be honest with you, because at some of our events where our car counts were down, our car counts were higher over last year. And I think that you know, that had an effect when you went there, you felt like you had an equal shot of winning a race. And, I think there's like some tracks that we have maybe the same kind of car count or other ones where I thought the car count was going to be down. And when I got the entry list, I was like eye-opening going, oh, this is really cool. There's more here doing it. And I think the competition continues to be close. And I think Tim Noble is doing everything he can to be the replacement, to be a fair tech director. for the tour, and he's starting to gain a lot of respect for what he's trying to do and everything. I think if you have the tech directing, and I think you have the competition to where anybody can show up and get a podium finish any given night and have a fair shot of winning the race, and you can be one of those 14 or 15 drivers that has that you could say could win that race, yeah, more guys are going to show up and be a part of it.
I was wondering, Kevin, of course they talked this year, the Gateway race ended up being canceled, and they're talking about this big super late model race in the Midwest in 2019. Is this going to be like a co-sanctioned event, like I think that super late model race is at Nashville when ARCA's racing down there between the Southern Super Series and the Cars Tour? Or what is there any inkling to what might be happening with that race?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to be very honest with you, Paul, and I won't give you a one-word answer, but I have to give you a short answer, and that simply is I don't know. That is something that Greg is keeping very, very well under his hat that or his stocking cap this time of year, and he's not really sharing much information with anybody about it. I know him and the people at Gateway has had conversations since they decided in May to cancel the our race there in June and come up with something. And believe me, I think you know when they come up with something with Chris Blair, who's a person he's in contact with at Gateway Motorsports Park down there. I think when they come up with something, it's going to be a very unique event, and I think it's going to be a very special event. Because that's the only way Greg does events is make sure it's unique and special, and that you know just following his father's footsteps. So honestly, I have no insights to provide at this time. I wish I had some. I could give to you off the record or on the record, but there's nothing's more than been shared to me on that.
Okay, you kind of mentioned following in his footsteps. That leads right into my question. I was thinking, we're talking about the schedule like next year and the years beyond. It appears that he seems to be following the same formula that his dad had with the ARCO series. So are we going to see him stretch out into like Colorado and farther, a little bit farther, you know, south and east, Indiana and places like that?
His biggest thing, I know that one of the biggest things for Greg is compensation for these teams. You know, when John McCarns did the Western Swing, they would go to I-70 Speedway and I-44 Speedway in Missouri, but he made sure that they were compensated enough
the old TIP program, Travelers Incentive Program.
Exactly, the Travelers Incentive Program, and that's what Greg's trying to do. There was, you know, I-44 Speedway is very, very, very interested in having us come out there, but they know there's a very high price tag on to have us come out there because Greg knows that these guys just won't jump up and go because there's a race. He's got to make it worth their while, and so he, along with having a good purse, he's got to make sure that he helps them cover their expenses to go out there and do a race like that. And, you know, I think it would be fun to go out there. Going out to Colorado National, I think that would be a stretch too far for us because I think that's really out of our audience range. I think Greg's focus will be is to try and get ourselves into tracks around the Midwest that we are not at or, you know, we could be at. So, you know, I know him and Todd Thielen have a conversation every year about going to Slinger. And this year he kind of laid the groundwork down with working with the people at the Milwaukee Mile by having his Tuesday night street strikes, which turned out to be a pretty good success out there for him this year.
At the Mile, yeah.
Yeah, at the Mile. And see if that branches out to something bigger next year. Maybe we can do something big at the Milwaukee Mile again, which I know a lot of fans would love to see racing back on that big oval out there. And I know there's a desperate call for it. So, you know, if anything, I think he's looking at staying pretty close to home and getting himself to some tracks that we are not at, or you know, and technically we know typically we should be at.
You know, Kevin Ramsell, from the PR director for the ARCA Midwest Tour, you visit a lot of tracks like I did this year. I added two more that I'd never announced that. You know, something we talked extensively on when we started the show this year was car counts. I was watching a thread by Dan Lensing from Dell's Raceway Park this week when he was putting it out there, whatever happened to the $500 Bandit cars. And guys were being very upright and honest, saying, hey, how about paying those $500 Bandit cars? How about, you know, not using the Bandit cars to dry tracks all the time so the super late models can put their show on and our show gets canceled? What did you see when you were going to different tracks this year? Obviously, you weren't just watching super lates. You're watching a lot of different races going on. Car counts to you, were they better? Were they worse? Were they pretty much mediocre from last year?
I think there's a little bit of an uptick. It depends where you went and where you go, and it goes to tracks. There was some tracks where the car counts were way down, And I'm not going to go on a soapbox and go into why they're down and finger point individuals or groups or anything like that. It comes down to simply this. It comes down to respect. And I think the other thing it really comes down to is that we need to get, and that's something I said last year as well, is we need to stop basically crying about different rules or trying to create different rules, trying to create different the different types of rules and put everybody on their own islands and everything like that. There's absolutely no reason that we need to have so many different sanctioning bodies out there. No reason why we got to have so many different series out there. Albeit that having like different series that don't race on top of each other is and they race on different weeks. I'm all for that because I think it's great because there are other series out there that do help some drivers that may not wish to race in one series. So I'm for that, but not to be not to be having events on top of each other, I think has a lot to do with it as well. As far as the lower divisions goes, those promoters simply have to treat those guys with the same respect as they treat your top division. When I grew up going to Jefferson Speedway, and the Tucker family has always done that. You treat your, even though the pays were different for those divisions, they all got treated with the same kind of respect.
And see, as we in the program here or in this segment, that's what I've based this show on. Was my very first year, and Billy and I were down to the pits. I walked by Bill one day, and 8 years ago, and I said, "Man, I tell you what, I'm getting some really weird questions about this radio show." And Bill, so what's that? And I had a lot of late model drivers asking me, "Well, why are you getting Hornet drivers on your program?" And I said, "Do they race here? Yeah. Are they part of the show? Yeah. Do they get sponsors? Yeah. Do they get payouts? Yeah. Do they have a fan base? Yeah. So why the hell shouldn't I have Thunderstock drivers and Hornet drivers and Bandit drivers along with Johnny Sauter on this program?"
My dad made this analogy a few years ago. Back in the 70s and early 80s, it used to be a two class show here at La Crosse, late models and hobby stocks. And as soon as the late model feature was over, you had like a full stand. They got up and walked out after that late model feature, and there was maybe 200 people left for the hobby stocks. Now you got, four or five divisions racing and one night, and they're staying for the entire show. And that's,
they are.
That is amazing. That's a testament to the fan base.
One of the greatest things I ever had in my life is interviewing Ken Squire. And Ken Squire, we know he's the dean of broadcasting, just recently got inducted to the NASCAR Hall of Fame. He basically said, he goes, "You got to realize," and this is something we talk about with track announcers, and Dan and I have had this conversation. Dan's heard the interview with Ken Squire on this part. Mm-hmm. And that is, we got to realize that all these drivers are from a hometown. And the fans are from our hometowns. And we got to make sure that the announcers make sure that the fans know that this guy is part of your neighborhood. He may have a blue collar or white collar job during the week, but on the weekends he's a weekend warrior, and he's your hero on the weekends, even though he's just your neighbor during the week.
Kevin, hold that thought. We're going to bring you back for one more segment in the Team Dean segment. This is the Badgers State Clean Water and Air Race Report. Billy Knock Niles, Paul Reichert, and myself, Radio Man Dan Dyker. Jesse is producing, and Kevin Ramsell is the ARCA Midwest Tour PR Director. Going to bring him back one more time. When do we come back? After this, on the Badgers State Clean Water and Air Race Report, 1460 WBOG.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
4 years in a row and counting. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Once again, La Crosse County has voted us the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Making great ribs and great barbecue has always been my passion, and it means a great deal to me that you love what we do. If you haven't tried our ribs, pulled pork, brisket, or smoked chicken, try it and you'll agree. Big Boar Barbecue, a delicious mouthful.
Yeah!
Hi, this is Greg Oliver from the Thomas Sparta Speedway. I'd like to thank all of you for supporting and attending the races this year at Thomas Sparta Speedway. Thanks to you, our inaugural year was a great success. I also want to thank the contribution our sponsors made, like Thoma Area Credit Union, Magnum.media, Dean Satellite and Security, Contractor Supply of West Salem, and Farm and Fleet. Because of your enthusiasm and support, we are already beginning to plan for next year. We look forward to seeing you in 2019 at Thomas Sparta Speedway.
Packers.
Racing.
Packers.
Racing. Okay, Mike, how about both?
Hey, Dan, here at the Overtime Pub and Grill, we have both race fans and the Packers. On game day, you can expect Packer Bingo, $2 domestics, and dollar brats. Plus, get a dozen of our famous wings for only $5. And we have 10 TVs for your viewing enjoyment. And we are the home for Oktoberfest races, so Dan, we can do both.
Okay, okay, Packers and racing.
The Overtime Pub and Grill. The game never ends when you're in overtime in the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
It's Team Dean time on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
Welcome back, race fans. The Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report final program of 2018 here on 1460 WDOG. This is the Team Dean's segment, Dean Satellite, Viasat Internet. They always have those $100 and $200 gift cards they like giving away as well. Call Dean Satellite for the best in DirecTV. This year they were giving away the free Sunday the Sunday NFL package. And you never know, you might score yourself some Visa gift cards by getting a hold of Dean Satellite. That would be Gabby and Dana. And I want to thank Dean and Sonia and Drew for having them back here with the program again this year. Kevin Ramsell joining us from the ARCA Midwest Tour. You know, a couple of names popped out to me this year, Kevin, that I thought were going to be back at lacrosse quite a bit. And one of those would have been Mr. Trickle, Mr. Young Trickle. Remember Mr. Young Trickle from Nevada that came here a couple of years ago?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you know, the rumor was, and I had talked to his manager. Back to my Paul, you were down on the pitch with me that day.
I think so.
We talked to his crew chief. They were asking about apartments and stuff up here. They wanted to run the lacrosse speedway on a full-term basis, and that never happened. And then if you look at Mr. Quapple, I figured maybe he would run lacrosse a couple more times this year. What are the chances that you see a Carson Quapple or maybe some other big young hot shoe coming out of the woodworks, coming to see lacrosse like Ty Majeski did 4 years ago?
I know I talked to you. I don't know what's happening with Mr. Trickle. I've lost contact with him, but I do try every once in a while. Travis and I will text or talk on the phone. Travis wants Carson to race in the Midwest, and he's following the same reasoning, the exact same reason that Mark Martin gave us last year at Wisconsin National Raceway. The best race up here. They know how to race. They race clean. They race like gentlemen up here. And the other thing that Travis really likes the fact is that we do inverts. We're down there. You're the fast car. You start on the pole. Makes a boring race. He wants his kid to come up here, learn how to cleanly pass cars and work his way to the front and earn a win, not virtually go out there and play
smoke the field
and make it a boring race.
Well, just look at the past. Well, look at the first 3 years, Billy Doc Nelson, Ty Majeski ran lacrosse speedway with Toby Noodleman.
Yep.
If we didn't invert, how many features does Ty Majeski have in those 3 years?
Well, it didn't matter. I mean, he started in the invert, and that year he won, what, 10 of 11?
And still walked away. You start him on the pole after qualifying fastest? I mean, not only – and I go back to when I announced at the Knoxville Speedway. Terry McCarl did this. Terry McCarl is the Steve Carlson of 410 Sprint Car Racing. Terry McCarl would win every single night. You could start him in the back. You could start him 14th. You could start him second. Start him in the pole. And fans hated that and booed him and somewhat lost an interest in it. And I'm not saying that Carlson's doing that here with lacrosse, but the Majeski factor, I heard from a lot of people. Man, I don't know if I want to go to the races. And I don't want to watch Majeski have to just walk away from the field again. That's why I love the invert.
Oh, yeah. You know what they do with Bowman Gray for the modifieds?
What's that?
By the way, Discovery Town bringing
Monday
back.
Yep.
Yeah, Motor Monday, you're going to have the Madhouse show back on again, which is awesome. At Bowman Gray, you go out and you do your one lap of qualifying, and you are the pole award winner for that night. Congratulations, you're the pole award. Now, guess what? Everybody, all you drivers, come on back to the pits here. We're going to do a pill draw. This will be your starting position for the future. Have a nice evening.
Oh, nice. I like that, too. That would be something.
Myers can come out there and have fast time, smoke the field, and qualifying. He may have to start 28th in the feature. That's what he drew.
Elko used to do something like that.
You know
that I'm not sure of.
I'm pretty. Sure.
You know, and that takes away everybody from trying to dog themselves in qualifying and all this other stuff. You know, the other thing too is you know tracks are starting to learn right now is that. You know, you really can't set up your field based on qualifying because in the past, you know, you had hand scoring, so you really couldn't time. But with today's electronic timing and scoring out there, Yeah, you're running 3/10 faster and you didn't qualify. Yeah, we want to talk to you.
So for 2019, without letting the cat out of the bag, early instances of a schedule for the ARCA Midwest Tour. Are they going to follow what they did this year or try to follow what they did this year?
Greg hasn't said he doesn't really – You know, Greg, if he sees something good, he ain't going to really deviate from that thing. So
right.
It wouldn't surprise me if we see like the Joe Shear Classic in the first week of May, and then we'd probably go to State Park and in mid-May, and then probably Jefferson Memorial Day weekend and so forth with it. I think we'll probably pretty much see or probably close the same schedule next year.
And here's a great question for you. I've had people ask me this every single year that I've been at lacrosse. Why does the ARCA Midwest Tour not run at the La Crosse Speedway one race a year, 4th of July, maybe a couple weeks before Fest? Why does the ARCA Midwest Tour not run La Crosse Speedway?
They run during Oktoberfest, of course.
Right, but when the Tundra Super Late Models, they were running La Crosse two or three years in a row when we saw them all back at Oktoberfest.
Well, I think the idea is we want to keep it as a variety where we go to one track a year type of thing. You know, you take a look at, you know, the best way I could give the answer is this. You know, take a look at a track like New Hampshire Speedway. You run two cup races there a year. Is there going to be a good chance you're going to have a sellout both races? Or if you just run there once a year, is there a better chance you're going to have a sellout that one race?
And I totally get that because it's just like the Big Rig Series that was at La Crosse this year. It was sold out. Everybody wanted to see it because it was new. It had never happened before. But Billy Doc Niles, what happens if it comes back next year? The newness is worn off.
I would suggest to them to have a bigger field and a little more filler in between races.
Well, yeah. They should have had the Midwest Truck Series in one of our lacrosse speedway support divisions.
Yeah,
yes.
They tried their best. They tried their best to run the show by themselves, and it just didn't stand alone.
No.
The other thing too is how many races does Greg really want to have? Does he want to keep it around 9 to 10? Does he want to go up to 12 races and things like that? To where maybe we do two races at Mass and maybe two races at lacrosse.
Is that a Greg McCarns question and answer, or does he pull the drivers?
I think that's a Greg McCarns question and answer.
Okay.
I think, you know, if there's one thing about Greg is that, and this is one thing I've always kind of always professed, is that if you run your track and you run your series as like a dictator versus a democracy, you're gonna have more success.
Right. Yep. Totally get that.
Yeah. And you know, if you sit there and you know, the best guy ever to do that was promoter ever do that was the late great Tom Curley, who was a good friend of mine. He ran his ACT series and Thunder Road Speedway like a dictatorship. I mean, he ran those crate engines. If something was wrong with your engine, you bring your engine to me. I'll get you a different engine. You know, we're going to all run the same shocks, and he'll go up to these cars and say, okay, you guys, you switch shocks. You switch shocks. Let's go racing. You know,
that's cool. I like that.
Yeah, and that's the way how he ran his shows, and he was very successful. The ACT Tour and Thunder Road had great car counts, and it's still due to this day, even though with his passing a couple years ago. And Tom Curley was a big mentor to Greg.
Hey, let's talk about the crowds. I mean, it there's no doubt that they've been lacking, especially when it comes to Cup. But locally, you see the car counts picking up. Do you expect the crowds to pick up? Because I've seen, you know, in my lifetime, this stuff goes in cycles, and it looks like it might be on the upswing again.
I think it is on the upswing as well, too. I think there's, on the upswing, you're going to make it comes down to just making it fun for the fans. And I think, to be honest with you, I think the fan counts in the stands goes the same with the car count in the pits. If you have a show to where you're going to have, where one guy is not going to come out there and dominate every race, and you know when you walk in, you pay your and put your admission down, you know who's going to win the race. But if you walk in not knowing who's going to win the race and expecting to see a good event, you're going to pay your money to go in. And I think that's very, very, very great example of what you're seeing everywhere. I mean, you know, I can use Jefferson Speedway or La Crosse Speedway. When you have multiple different feature winners, you tend to get better crowds. But when someone like Steve Carlson's winning every night, the crowd won't show up. Why should I go? It's going to be the same guy winning every night. Why should I pay my money and go and see it?
Kevin Ramsell, the public relations director with the ARCA Midwest Tour. We are out of time in the segment, but we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program. You know, now that racing is done for you and I and Bill and Paul Reichert. How do we get together down at the Stoughton Pancake House? What excuse do we need to go down there? Is there a big concert coming around? I saw ELO is going to come to the cities. I'm going to go see them next year. We need to get together at the Stoughton Pancake House.
Yeah, I'm always up for a Badger hockey game.
Ooh, there we go.
Oh, yeah.
I owe Kevin from about 4 years ago.
Yeah, big time, too. I'm always up for a Badger hockey game.
We're gonna have to. Are you a hockey fan?
Yes,
Paul?
I am. Big Badger hockey fan.
Oh well, ladies. Then Bill and I will just drink beer and talk to Kevin.
Yeah,
and
not at the Kohl Center.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Not
at
the Kohl Center.
We'll just hit University Ave afterwards. Kevin Ramsel, good friend of the program. Appreciate your insight you've given us here in 2018. Have a good holiday season, and we will talk to you in April.
That long? Okay.
I know. Paul's wiping back a tear as we speak.
Liar. He's probably going, thank God.
Kevin Ramsel, public relations director with the American Midwest Tour, does a fantastic job and one hell of an announcer as well. We're going to be right back. The Badgers State Clean Water and Air Race Report continues on 1460 WBOG.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test, 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
Packers.
Racing.
Packers.
Racing. Okay, Mike, how about both?
Hey, Dan, here at the Overtime Pub and Grill, we have both race fans and the Packers. On game day, you can expect Packer Bingo, $2 domestics, and dollar brats. Plus, get a dozen of our famous wings for only $5. And we have 10 TVs for your viewing enjoyment. And we are the home for Oktoberfest races, so Dan, we can do both.
Okay, Packers and racing.
The Overtime Pub and Grill. The game never ends when you're in overtime in the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
All right. Who's ready for Sunday spin? Get those butts off those seats and start climbing! Okay, stop climbing. What a workout. You guys killed it.
Make room for Sunday. Get every live game every Sunday on NFL Sunday Ticket when you switch to DirecTV. Sign up at directtv.com/NFL. More for your thing, that's our thing. Quest choice package are above. 24-month agreement activation other fees, terms, and restrictions apply.
Tall, dark, and handsome, big, fat, and ugly, you decide. Here's Doc and Dan on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here on 1460 WBOG. I want to thank WBOG for hosting the program for year number three, year number eight total for this program, which just keeps getting larger and larger.
Hey, when do we get our awards?
Courtesy of the TuneIn app.
Yep, love that TuneIn app.
I did get an email back from them when I was sick. And they had a misspelling of your last name. They didn't have an S, and they had my last name with an I and an E. So they're reversing that, and we should be getting our awards that we got for, for second place, Wisconsin Broadcast Association.
Small Markets Association, Sports Small Special Market Sports or something. Special.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's continues our track with awards in the program. Billy Doc Niles, Paul Reichert joining. You ever won a radio award before, Paul?
No, can't say that I have.
How does that make you feel?
That makes me feel special.
Hopefully gets it.
I've won tickets and videos and CDs on, but never.
I've done that too.
Yeah.
So.
You won awards with me.
No, I've never.
When we were at the radio station, when I got the Dick Trickle the award, you were my co-host that year.
No, I wasn't. I just.
Was that before you came on?
That was the year before I came on. I just steered you to some guests who could help that program along, which I thought was by far one of the best you ever did. And if we could ever get that.
I've got a CD copy. I got to dig that out someplace because I would love to redo that.
That would be a good one to cloud or face or YouTube or something because that was an awesome program.
Maybe we can try to get that podcasted again on 1460 or Googled 1460.com. Do want to thank fantastic sponsors that were with us this year. Dean Satellite. Dean and Sonia Pennell and Drew Kramick, they've been on, I think, every single year now They support short track racing. They're racing. They like what we do to support short track racing.
They got their Team Dean's drivers who won a bunch of track championships this year.
And there'll be a lot of them that I would expect 9 or 10 again next year. Young Carter Stark was the youngest Team Dean driver ever and did a nice, formidable job at different tracks he was at in the Bandoleros this year.
Yep, and of course, you know, our favorites, the ultra-fast Casey Johnson. I believe Nick Clements, he was top three or four at lacrosse this year?
Yeah. Steve Bachman.
Dave Truitt is a Team Dean's driver, I do believe, isn't he?
Was he a Team Dean's driver again this year?
I'm not sure if he was or not.
I thought he was.
He won the Dells, I believe.
Quattro, Mike Quattro.
A couple of big wins this year for him.
Want to thank Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem. They have us out to do the show a couple of times a year. What a fantastic show we had on their Northside lacrosse location. Matt Henderson came out with a car. Man, did they feed us that. And I ended up staying like 2 hours afterwards as we were nipping the bottle a little bit with our barbecue.
It helps that there was a grocery store across the street to get the bottle from.
And all the beer.
Yes.
Want to thank Thomas Porta Speedway. Thank Greg Oliver for all of what he did for us this year advertising on 94.5 WTMB and 96.1 classic hits. 94. Well, actually, it's
Mix 96.
There you go.
All confused right there. And Thomas Porta Speedway. The matter of fact, the banquet is coming up here on November 10th for the Hornets Six Shooters - Hobby Stock Sportsman and the Modifieds. You got to get that ticket form back in, folks. Go to thomasportaspeedway.com. Look for the drop-down menu. There's a red link right there for the PDF. Print off your ticket form and print off the ballot, the driver awards nominations. Get those in before November 2nd. It's at Club 16 on November 10th. Both of you guys, Jesse, you're all invited to go as well. Fantastic dinner. Great way to appreciate the Toma drivers in style for once, and then I'll be DJing that gig afterwards.
And kudos to Greg Oliver for not only the changes that he made. First of all, for just taking over the lease. I mean, that was a big leap of faith on his part to try and turn this around. And, you know, he made a lot of changes, and I'm sure he's got a lot more changes in mind for the Speedway.
Yep.
And he got a lot of the membership on board there at the Toma Sparta Speedway, and they put on a heck of a show every single week that it didn't rain.
And, well, 5 rainouts.
Yes.
And to balance the Great Northern Sportsman Series, the Midwest Dash Series, and the Mid-American Stock Car Series this year.
That guy has a lot on his plate. I'm surprised he has time to sleep and work a part-time or full-time real job.
Outstanding job, Greg Oliver. I also want to thank fansarena.com. Al Osi's been supplying us with our clothing for the TV and the radio show here.
Take a look at your dial. We're showing you the shirts right now.
Since the very beginning, we appreciate that, Al. Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor, your location for Packers, your location for races. I'll be doing a lot of DJing there, as a matter of fact, during the wintertime. And you want to talk about going in hungry and coming out not hungry? That's the stop.
I want to hear more about the tiny burger.
Did you ever show them a picture of that? That was the day we went in there. Where were we coming back from?
After the season over here at Thomas Sparta.
Yeah, we come back in there, and here I'm like, I'm just going to get my normal mushroom and Swiss, and he gets this double half a cow. Made me look like I was a fourth grader. I topped him off next time we went in there. Wings, and more wings, Overtime Pub and Grill. I want to thank one of our sponsors earlier this year, Cool Beans Coffee House in La Crosse, Kickapoo Coffee, Tees Baked Good, and more. Pizza Oven, what a great job Rick did for us at Oktoberfest. Man, was that some fantastic food.
Oh, yes. That barbecue chicken pizza, oh, my gosh, that was great.
The wings were phenomenal.
Yes, they were.
Yeah, that was. He wanted to stay, too, but he was really busy on that Sunday or Saturday of Fest because he was delivering out there as well. So I want to thank them for sponsoring the program, and also the ARCA Midwest Tour and Madison International Speedway hopped on board earlier this year. I want to thank Greg McCarnes as well. Lacrosse Speedway, of course, banquet is going to be coming up on January 18th. That's a Friday night at Stony Creek in Onalaska. The program will be like it has been in the past. Of course, you got the Dan Dyker, the buffet.
Yeah, no, it's you had it right the first time.
Yeah.
If you're sitting in the back of the room, you better bring a bag from a fast food restaurant because if Dyker's in front, you're out of luck.
Where was that? I went somewhere this year and I put a post on Facebook about the concession stand, and Bill had the ultimate about a bring your own porta potty or something like that, and it just killed me. That was just about a month or so ago.
I think you were talking about announcing a Mississippi Thunder, and I told him you better.
Get
your own personal porta potty because he's gonna wreck it.
I've had my own clothing before, but I've never had a porta danny before.
Porta danny, Jesus, unbelievable.
Hey, how about Steve Carlson, Dash Champ, or the Bud Dash Champ at Lacrosse Speedway? Also wins the late models. He's going to win the Wisconsin State Championship.
Second in the nation.
Nick Panitsky takes home the Chase Championship. I really hope Nick comes back for a third year.
I hope so, too. Fifth in the nation. I mean, two cars out of lacrosse, top five in the nation. Mm-hmm. That is phenomenal.
And we had rainouts.
Well, you know, kudos to Chuck Deary for getting in enough races, and these guys even went other places. You know, they both knew they had a shot at the national championship, and I believe they went down to Madison a few times.
Yep.
Steve even won a feature down there this year, and you know, they did a great job representing Wisconsin well, and they're going to be in the top five of the nation now.
Sportsman Steve Bachman finally gets the championship. Matter of fact, his championship party is November 3rd in downtown West Salem. Chris Weber had a nice fight throughout the year. He wins the Chase Championship. Tom Lethe, four feature wins, Bud Dash Champ.
Yep, that was pretty cool, Tom Lethe.
And Oktoberfest champ.
Actually, he was Oktoberfest champ in the
Mid-American.
Mid-American, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, great job by Tom. It didn't start out so well for him. He actually started out in Uncle Danny's car at the start of the year.
Yeah, first and two or three races,
at least.
Yep, didn't quite get his dialed in right away, but, man, when he did, he was a force to be reckoned with.
Thunder Stocks, it was not Adam Moore. It was not Andy Moore. Adam Moore was the Bud Dash champ, but Mark Chalet taking home the championship, topping Jason Bolster.
Yeah, when we watched that feature at Oktoberfest, you'd have thought there was no way in heck they were going to make it to the end of that because there was so much beating and banging. But Chalet, in the end, he had just enough cushion where he ended up being the champ in his first championship, too.
Straight Stocks went to Matt Moore. Matt Moore also won the six shooters at Tomo Sporta Speedway. He also won the chaos category. Three championships at two tracks in 1 year.
And 1 point short of being four. He lost the minivans by 1 point to Rob Stanfield.
Yep.
Otherwise, it had been the perfect, you know, three out of four ain't bad. You know, you can't cry over that. I mean, so great season for Matt Moore.
Brandon LeMoyne did what he needed to do all the way in during the season and Fest to take home his first ever Hornet Championship.
Started out the season great. Two feature wins, four top fives in the first four features, and just kind of stayed where he had to be to win feature in the last few races. And like we mentioned at Oktoberfest, he knew what he had to do, and he did it.
John Huebner, our novelty champ, looking at Tomo Sporta Speedway. I want to congratulate Paul Brown on the Modifieds, Tom Farr on the Sportsman, Patrick Tickey dominating the Dash this year. The Rhinestone Cowboy Alex DeVito winning the Hornets. Jeff Lefebvre Jr. out of Fort Atkinson won the Hobby Stocks. And again, Matt Moore, the six shooters and the chaos. Going to wrap things up. Or as a matter of fact,
we still got burning rubber
in a couple
yet.
Of moments. Yeah. First, we got to get Paul in here with his condensed version for once of the Burning Rubber Race Report. We're going to do that next on 1460 WDOG.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
4 years in a row and counting. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Once again, La Crosse County has voted us the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Making great ribs and great barbecue has always been my passion, and it means a great deal to me that you love what we do. If you haven't tried our ribs, pulled pork, brisket, or smoked chicken, try it and you'll agree. Big Boar Barbecue, a delicious mouthful.
Yeah!
For Sunday's spin, get those butts off those seats and start climbing. Okay, stop climbing. What a workout! You guys killed it.
Make room for Sunday. Get every live game every Sunday on NFL Sunday Ticket when you switch to DirecTV. Sign up at directtv.com/NFL. More for your thing, that's our thing. Quest choice package are above 24-month agreement. Activation of the fees, terms, and restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Greg Oliver from the Tomo Sparta Speedway. I'd like to thank all of you for supporting and attending the races this year at Tomo Sparta Speedway. Thanks to you, our inaugural year was a great success. I also want to thank the contribution our sponsors made, like Tomo Area Credit Union, Magnum.media, Dean Satellite and Security, Contractor Supply of West Salem, and Farm and Fleet. Because of your enthusiasm and support, we are already beginning to plan for next year. We look forward to seeing you in 2019 at Tomah Sparta Speedway.
Get ready. It's the Burnin' Rubber Race Report with Paul Reichert.
Welcome back, race fans. Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here on 1460 WBOG. I hear in my absence last week that Paul took care of the captain's chair quite well.
Oh, Paul was giddy because he was in the captain's chair. It was
amazing.
Did
he try to hike it up as high as he could?
He did all your pre-taping
rituals,
yes.
So you had a couple of testies that came out? Yes. Very nicely done.
Very nicely done. I mean, he was just like a little schoolgirl in that seat right there. So, but hey, as long as we're talking about Paul, it is that time of the week where we find out who all the winners are across the country. This is Paul Reichert on the Burnin' Rubber Race Report.
Yeah, of course, everything winding down, season wrapping up, so let's take a look at what we do have for you. We'll start with Friday. The ARCA Racing Series closed out their season at the Kansas Speedway. A little action there. Sheldon Creed got caught in a little incident earlier in the race, but he had managed to make his way through the field, win the race. Of course, he wrapped up the championship when he started. Natalie Decker came home in sixth and wound up seventh in the ARCA points.
Yeah, not a bad finish for her considering the way the season went. She got caught
in something as well. So,
and if you go on Decker Motorsports Facebook page on Wednesday, there was a nice ARCA recap on the three teams, the three individuals on the Natalie Decker team this year, on how well that they fared. So check that story out. It was really cool. Mm-hmm.
It was a Frank Kimmel team, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
The POWRA Midgets were in Jacksonville, Illinois. Tyler Thomas scored the win, and the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars weren't far away from the Kansas Speedway. They were at Lakeside Speedway in Kansas City. Darren Pittman was your winner. On Saturday, final race of the year for the Granite State Pro Stock Series at New London Waterford Speed Bowl in Connecticut, Ray Christian III was your winner, and Devin O'Connell wrapped up the championship.
Settle down, Paul. Okay. It's just Dan being funny.
The NASCAR Whelen Euro Series wrapped up their season in Zolder, Belgium. Saturday's feature was won by Alain Day, who was part of that NextStar Next program. Past Southern Modified Racing Series ran their final race of the season at Orange County Speedway in Rougemont, North Carolina. Burt Myers won the race. Jeremy Gerstner is your champion. PORWI Midgets moved on to Southern Illinois Center in Marion, Illinois Saturday night. After getting caught in that first lap incident in the Xfinity race at Kansas Speedway, Christopher Bell hopped in his midget, and he won that race. World of Outlaw Sprint Cars were at Dodge City, Kansas Saturday night. Donnie Schatz was your winner. And a big race out west, big year in special, the Senators Cup Fall Classic taking place at the Bull Ring at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, and Jeremy Doss claimed the victory there. On Sunday, the NASCAR Whelen Euro Series ran their Sunday feature. Alain Day won again, and he came from behind and claimed the championship.
He had a good weekend.
Yes, he did. And the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series was at Portsmouth, Ohio for the Dirt Track World Championships. $100,000 to win on the A-Main, won by Josh Richards, and
holy
Jonathan
cow.
Davenport claimed the championship. And that'll do it for this edition of the Burnin' Rubber Race Report for 2018.
Kind of a short edition of the Burnin' Rubber Race Report. Knock it off, Diker. You're going to make him laugh uncontrollably.
Yes, and don't forget, we're going to have, I'm going to keep posting, keep posting on the Facebook page all the way to the holiday, and then when 2019 comes, we'll start it up all over again on the Facebook page.
So the reason Paul is laughing, if you joined us last week on the radio show or if you saw the TV show, Diker was not in our presence, so we had a little cheese hat with headphones on it. So that's what Diker's doing right now to make Paul laugh. He's got the cheese.
I can't get it lined up.
Yeah, he can't get the photo lined up right now. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to put a bow on the 2018 season here on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.
That's the Burnin' Rubber Race Report with Paul Reichert.
Packers.
Racing.
Packers.
Racing. Okay, Mike, how about both?
Hey, Dan, here at the Overtime Pub and Grill, we have both race fans and the Packers. On game day, you can expect Packer Bingo, $2 domestics, and $1 brats. Plus, get a dozen of our famous wings for only $5. And we have 10 TVs for your viewing enjoyment. And we are the home for Oktoberfest races, so Dan, we can do both.
Okay, Packers and racing.
The Overtime Pub and Grill. The game never ends when you're in overtime in the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test. 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
4 years in a row and counting. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Once again, La Crosse County has voted us the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Making great ribs and great barbecue has always been my passion, and it means a great deal to me that you love what we do. If you haven't tried our ribs, pulled pork, brisket, or smoked chicken, try it and you'll agree. Big Boar Barbecue, a delicious mouthful.
Yeah.
There's the white flag. One more lap on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back one more time, the last time for 2018 here on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report. Our producer has been Jeffy throughout the year, station manager Rick Wilson, radio man Dan Dyke, along with Billy Knockdowns and Paul Reichert, the Penguin. Hey, we started the year as the Penguin.
We're going to end the year as the Penguin.
Yeah, there was just Tiny and the Stat Man, which was a complete failure several times.
It was a couple of weeks.
During the season.
A couple of weeks, we stripped him of his Stat Man status because I outstatted him.
So now you have the entire winter to go back and reevaluate your failures of 2018 to give us a better product next year.
Yes. Okay, so whatever.
How was your first?
What is he really thinking?
Yeah, he's thinking I can't get out of here fast enough. So how was your first season as the PR guy here at La Crosse Park?
I liked it. It was a lot of fun.
I tried to prepare you.
Yeah.
When what Aspen's duties was this year, and then Kevin Rams during Fest, was it everything you thought but more?
I actually thought it was pretty exciting. It was a lot of work, a lot of. Running around, a lot of gophering for a certain guy. He did, feed his appetite.
He didn't know he had to be a waiter.
You know, I did tell him at Fest when I told Kevin Ramsell the bag story about the night he dropped our food down there. He needs to stencil our names on that bag next year.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe I should contact
something
Drew.
Something like the Dan and Doc trough bag.
Maybe I should contact Drew for some vinyl from Epic Media.
There we go.
Garbage gutting fat guy.
Yeah, no kidding. I still got a winter of eating coming up here. That was good. Are you going to come back PR direct for us again next year?
I'm planning to, unless anyone hears otherwise from me, I'm planning to be back next year.
Jay, you're going to be at the banquet January 18th?
Yeah,
Bill, I hope
am.
You're there as well this year.
I am.
Your bowling thing is the night after. You can go to the La Crosse banquet.
Yeah. He missed out when you got the Sportsman of the Year award.
I was pretty sad on it.
Yeah, that was.
I put a 16-and-a-half-hour day in that day. I wasn't moving off my couch.
I'll tell you, there was one person that I really, really, because I had no clue I was going to get that last year. Yeah. You were the one guy. My family, of course, they never go to banquets. They don't like that kind of stuff. If there could have been one person that I wanted in that room when I got that, it would have been you. And I seriously, that comes from the heart. I really would have loved to have you there watching me.
I appreciate that. I have been kind of in Chuck and Dave's ear for about 2 years. You know, and the basis for the Sportsman of the Year is, do they promote short track racing in a positive way? How they handle themselves around short track racing, and how they present it to people. And my God, Dan, you've been doing this for how many years now? And it has just been got bigger and bigger in the last couple of years. I even said to him once, how can you keep overlooking him? And they said, well, he's an employee. I said, well, Ray Lockins won it twice, so you lose that argument.
Well, that's true. Well, again, yeah, that'll be almost a year now that I've gotten that. It is one of the most coveted things I've gotten, and I treasure that. And I'm glad that I get to share the stage with Bill now, who's been doing this show, what has it been, 5 years?
I think we're on about our fifth year now. So,
and we brought Paul in, and I think it's been very successful. Same thing on the TV show. Do want to remind you, our final TV show is coming up. We're going to tape that this week. And our Christmas special, the Matt Henderson Christmas special, will be coming up around the corner. Watch our Facebook for that as well. For Rick Wilson and Jesse, Paul Reichert, and Billy Knock Niles, my great friends, I'm Radio Man Dan Dykert. Thank you, not only the sponsors, but the race fans, for tuning us in every single week to find out the best in auto racing. We will be back in April. This is the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on 1460 WBOG.
There's the checkered flag. Join us again on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460, brought to you by Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, voted the best in the county. Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights, Highway 21, Toma. FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier of the radio and TV shows. Dean Satellite and Security, and the Team Dean segment. The Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor. The game never ends at overtime. Join us again on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.